John Batchelor with my good friend and colleague Anatole Levin, my Russian whisperer. He's just back from a tour of Russia from Sochi to Moscow to Petersburg, listening to the voices, not dissenting voices, anxious voices, and reason to have them. Before Anatole and I learned of this possible meeting in Budapest, we despaired of the Alaska conference going nowhere. We despaired of escalation because accidents happen. For example, Anatole has pointed to something that was a news item this week and perhaps needs more attention. NATO vows to shoot down intruding Russian fighter jets in chilling message. You bet. That's NATO. I'm not saying that it's not America involved in this, but to shoot down a Russian aircraft is a way, way bigger than I was thinking NATO was going. Using lethal weaponry. Military alliance leaders in the process of developing new regulations that could potentially allow for the shooting down of Russian warplanes. That was earlier this week. We also have, as Anatole mentioned, the talk of intercepting or blockading or embargoing or detaining the shadow fleet that delivers Russia's oil to India and China as a source of income. All of this made it for gloomy expectation. I don't know. Am I feeling too positive? Are you feeling more positive now that they're going to meet in Budapest, Anatole?
Well, I am feeling more positive, yes, because it does seem to me quite likely that, you know, both of them looked into the abyss and said, we've got to, you know, at the very least, reduce tension and create some kind of image of, you know, a further movement. And especially because, you know, the negotiators on the American side so far have not been experts. They've not been professional diplomats. This means that the process of finding out what is really important for Russia and what, you know, what can be agreed, what can be compromised on, is taking a lot longer than is necessary. But I always said, I mean, any peace process for Ukraine, like most peace processes of this kind, it was always going to take a long time. And it is taking a long time. But on the other hand, it is still happening. You know, as this latest agreement to meet indicates, and the new round of negotiations between US and Russian officials, the process is still moving forward. And perhaps, you know, perhaps, I don't want to sound naively optimistic, but perhaps somebody will come up with a formula, you know, to end this damn war. Because, yes, I mean, both the Ukrainians and the Russians, I mean, much more the Ukrainians, are suffering very badly. And though Russia is suffering less, it's also not actually advancing on the ground. It's not making progress. So there are tremendous incentives, or should be, to try to bring this conflict to an end.
One more detail, just a minute ago. The politics in this country are various. You know that very well. The Republican Party has indicated in the headlines this last week that it's moving towards supporting Ukraine, a surprise from the isolationist position. Here's another warning sign. Do you regard the Republican Party as credible when it says that it wants to get involved in Ukraine? We have 30 seconds.
Well, yes, as long as they don't have to pay for it, because, of course, now it's the Europeans who are paying for American weapons for Ukraine. And that has taken a lot of, you know, Republican pressure off Trump. But that doesn't mean, I think, that a lot of the Republican Party, or at least the MAGA wing, are anxious for deeper American involvement in Ukraine. That's a different matter.
Anatole Levin, Quincy Institute, right now, positive. Meeting in Budapest in near future between the presidents.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.